Welcome to the Sonoma Savers podcast, where you can live better by being just a bit smarter.
One day, a mentor of mine posed the following riddle. Sean, what did Einstein say was the most powerful force in the universe? Gravity, my ignorant younger self responded. No, Einstein said, compound interest. For he who understands it, earns it. He who doesn't, pays it. And since you are reading this, or listening, as we can see, you probably have at least a nebulous understanding of interest. Perhaps you've seen the word in a credit card offer, or mentioned in the sped-up voices at the end of commercials. 0% APR and only 17.99% each year after that. Cash back, some restrictions apply. See offer for details. But what is it really? And why would Einstein claim it to be the most powerful force in the universe when his ideas led to the creation of the atomic bomb? So, let's examine interest carefully and understand it together. Imagine that you have $100 and you are ready to invest it. We will call this your principal amount. So you take that principal amount, or your $100, to the bank, and you put it in a special account that has a 10% interest rate, which is a highly unlikely scenario, but follow me here. Now, interest is the amount of money that is added to your principal amount, that $100 that you invested. And since you invested a principal amount of $100 in the bank with an interest rate of 10%, you would have that original $100 plus 10% of that $100, which is $10, or $110 at the end of 1 year. And at the end of the next year, you would have $110 plus 10% of that $110, or $121. And as this process goes, your money continues to grow and expand and expand until you're just a millionaire one day. Or so we hope. Now, without doing a thing except for letting time work its magic, in 15 years, that original $100 would transform into $417.72 without adding a penny. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but what if we had used $100,000 as our principal amount in the above example? Without adding a single penny, that $100,000 would become $417,724.82 after 15 years. The magic of compounding really starts occurring the more money you put in there. In reality, the rich continue to get richer using the magic of compound interest, while everyone else's money continues to devalue due to inflation. So which side of compound interest do you want to be on? For those of you who have debt, or those of you who do not understand how compound interest works, I have a sad truth for you that you are gradually being robbed in ever-increasing amounts each year, unless you have an active plan to pay off your debt. If you owe $100 at a 10% interest rate, which would be low in the credit card world, you would owe $100 plus 10% of 100, so 110, at the end of 1 year. After 15 years, you would owe $417.72. And worse, most credit card companies charge between 14% and 19% interest on any unpaid balance, and that can increase, and often does. So if you're not paying off your balance in full for each billing cycle, you are building up an ever-increasing snowball of debt. Like Einstein said, he who understands it earns it, he who doesn't pays it. Before I had my rudimentary understanding of interest rates, I kept my money at Bank of America because they have ATMs everywhere. I thought that was what I needed. Little did I know, my money was consistently decreasing in value due to Bank of America's subpar interest rates combined with the eroding nature of inflation on money. So we've got to take a quick kind of detour into inflation so we can understand it. Inflation describes the general increase in prices and the fall in the purchasing value of your money. So remember when movie tickets were $7 at Northgate, or when a Coke costs 10 cents at the soda shop. With inflation, prices keep rising, but your dollar buys you less and less every year. Indubitably, the cost of all things will continue to rise and your purchasing power will continue to decrease until you grow. Oops, I mean unless you grow your money. So don't let your money fall victim to inflation. And additionally, do not let your money sit in an account with no interest or with really minimal interest. Now, when I wrote this in 2019, Bank of America's interest rates on their savings account were, if you add up to $10,000, you would get a 0.04% annual percentage yield on your interest rate. That is extremely minimal, okay? If you had between $10,000 and $50,000, you'd get 0.05. And if you had between $50,000 and $100,000 at Bank of America, you would get 0.06 annual interest rate. That's not even 1%, okay? If inflation is 2%, you know, if your money's devaluing at a rate of 2% or it's 2% less valuable every year, and you're not even getting 1% on your interest rate at your bank, your money is just decreasing in value. So you have the power to choose where you keep your money. This is something you can do. You can use the website bankrate.com to compare different interest rates for savings accounts. I, myself, and some other friends at the time of this writing, we really like Ally Bank, friends and family. But you have to make your own decision. So just make sure to check what the minimum deposit is on the bank, whether or not the bank is FDIC insured, and what the number of withdrawals permitted each month are, and what the minimum balance you need to maintain to not incur any fines would be. Now, to give you a little bit of information on why this matters, let's compare how much interest you would gain on $100,000, $50,000, and $100,000. Sorry, $1,000, $50,000, and $100,000 at Bank of America versus a bank with a 2.1% interest rate. So Bank of America giving you their 0.05% interest rate, where you get this maybe one around 2.1% or 1.7 or 1.8. So in this example, let's say if you had $1,000, if you left it at Bank of America for a year, at the end of that year, you would get 60 cents in interest. But with a better account, a bank that offers you more interest, so in this example, that bank is offering you 2.1 annual percentage yield, you would get $21.22. Now let's skip up to that $100,000. Let's say you put $100,000 in the bank. At Bank of America, by the end of the year, you would have a whopping $60.02 in interest. But at an account at a bank where you would get 2.1% interest, which is not uncommon, you would have $2,122.14. So $60 or over $2,000 on your hard-earned money. What do you choose? Now, let's look at those same numbers, but let's look at it after 10 years. So if you left, you know, that let's say if you left $50,000 in Bank of America for 10 years at their 0.06 interest rate, you would have earned $300.89 in interest after 10 years. But after 10 years with that same $50,000 initial deposit at a bank where you would get 2.1% interest, you would have earned $11,672.58. So your interest rates matter. Now, one of the main reasons I wrote this is to lead up into this next concept. You don't have to settle for 2% interest rates, or 3%, or 5%. You can get a consistent 8% interest rate, minimum 8% interest rate, probably closer to 10, 12, or maybe even in some years, 14 or 19% interest rate on your money. So Google, what is the average return of the stock market since it's opened? Now, do you see what I'm talking about after you check that out? But don't buy random stocks. Don't be crazy. Okay, don't do what I did and buy one stock and then it crashes and loses all your money. You have to learn the power of index funds and investing, your ability to invest in a range of companies using one index. Okay, that has really low maintenance fees, really low expense ratios, things that aren't going to steal from your your overall gains. Okay, so next up, we're going to talk about what are some index funds, not really specific ones, but what is an index fund and how you can find one so that you can make good choices with your money rather than settling for 0.04% interest.
If you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more, you can do two things to help out. First, log on to SonomaSavers.com and subscribe to the blog. Second, leave a review on this episode. It lets me know you're getting value from the episode so I can continue to produce more. Thanks!